We're in Hilchos Krishna. We are about to begin Sif Dalet of Simin Ayin, the halachas of who is Potter from Krishna. We will be doing Sifim Dalet and Hay, which is completing the entire Simin. Says the Machaber, Hoya Osek B'tzorchei Rabim. Someone was involved with the needs of the Rabim of the Tzibur. Mishtabura says this even means a matter of mominess, where we're talking about something that will affect the financial status of the tzibur. So the halachi is, he is an osik b'mitzvah. V'higi zman kriyishma. The zman kriyishma comes, lo yafsik. He should not stop. Ela yigmor iskeyem v'yikra im nisher eis likros. If afterwards there's time to say kriyishma, he should say shma. If not, then he was pater. He is an osik b'mitzvah, an osik b'tzorkei tzibur, is an osik b'mitzvah, and he is potter min ha-mitzvah. Now, first of all, if he could have someone take his place without ruining the effectiveness of whatever he's doing, he is mechuyev to have himself replaced. An osik b'mitzvah is only that he cannot possibly do the other mitzvah, he cannot possibly do the other mitzvah without this first mitzvah stopping. But if someone else can do the tzorkei tzibur, then he is mechuyev to. Second, there's a bir halacha who goes into the halacha of what makes it tzorchei tzibur and makes him an osik b'mitzvah. What if he's a paid official? If he's only doing it for the money, he may not have a halacha of an osik b'tzorchei tzibur. But if he is getting paid, but his kavani is also for the sake of tzorchei tzibur, then that is enough to make him an osik b'mitzvah, and the halacha is that he would not be mafsik for shema. Now, the Machaber's Lashon is that he's Osik B'Tzorchei Tzibur and he gives Zman Krishma. The Mashmos is that if the Zman Krishma came first and then he started being Osik B'Tzorchei Tzibur, then he must be Mafsik. But the Prima Gadim says that it's not so. Since the reason he's not Mafsik is Midin Osik B'Mitzvah because we are afraid that the Tzorchei Tzibur will not properly be carried out, then it doesn't make a difference. Even if he should have said Shema beforehand, we will not allow him to stop. Now, the first bracha of the first pasuk of Shema, just Shema Yisrael itself, if he could possibly do that, he's mechuyev to. But as far as the rest, he should not stop if there's any chash whatsoever that the needs of the Rabbim are not going to be taken care of. Now, afterwards, the Machaber said that if there's time, he should say Shema, and if there's no time, that he doesn't say Shema. If it's after Zman Kriyishma, then he should still say Pasuk Rishon for Kabbalah Sol Malka Shemayim and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. If he did not put on Tefillin, then he'd have to put on Tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah previously told us that if you miss Tefillin in the morning, you can't do Malacha before putting on Tefillin. Here he adds to that that if you haven't put on Tefillin yet, you shouldn't eat before putting on Tefillin. Siv Hey, Hoya Osig Ba'achila. Now, this is a totally different case. He's not an osik b'mitzvah. He's osik in eating. O shahoya b'merchatz. Or he was having a bath. O shahoya osik b'tisporis. He was having a haircut. O shahoya mahapach b'oros. He was taking care of tanning leather, turning the hide into leather. O shahoya oskim b'din. Or he was in the middle of din, meaning a court case, dayanim. La Rambam Gomer Vachaka Kriyishma. The Rambam holds that since you were maschil, you do not have to be mafsik. Whereas if you're afraid you may miss man Kriyishma, it's a good thing if you stopped and said Shema. That is the Rambam sheet. Ula Raivid Mafsik Vakore Afalpishus Likros. The Raivid does not hold of the halacha of hischil. Since I started already, I can continue. Remember, we're talking about a Dover Shel Rishus. In a Dover Shel Rishus, the Rambam Shita is if Hischil continue. The Ravid Shita is, even though Hischil, you must stop, you have to be Mafsik, and immediately be Makayim the Mitzvah. According to everybody, if you're going to miss the Mitzvah, otherwise you're Mechuyev to stop and fulfill the Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Achronim are Machriya. That if it was Hischil Beheter, if you began at a time, say, before Zman Tefillah, before Alos HaShachar, then you are allowed to continue. Whereas, if you were Hischil B'Isser, then you're not allowed to continue. The Mishnah Berurah also brings those who say that Hischil B'Heter would have to be a half hour before Alos HaShachar. He does not paskin that way. So the halacha once again is that if you were maschil beheter, you can continue. If you were maschil beisur, you must be mafsik immediately. This is all for all of these things. With regard to eating, there are other halachas that we're going to learn later. Since it is usur to eat after alos hashachar, before yudavin, if someone started eating before alos, even though it was beheter, once alos hashachar comes, he has to stop immediately. He's not allowed to eat, even though he can continue doing other things. He would not be allowed to eat because you're not allowed to eat in the morning from alos hashachar until you actually daven. The halacha will be that what happens if somebody is in the middle of work, and the Zman Kriyashma comes, so he would have to be mafsik to say Kriyashma. The halacha will be that he have to be mafsik and say Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the poskim are machalik between a daraisa and a drabbana. And that is that here we're dealing with Krishma, which is a Daraisa. But for anything that's a Darabanan, there one can be Megal. Meaning, we paskin that the halacha is, if it was Hischel Beheter in a mitzvah Daraisa, then you don't have to be Mafsik. If it was Hischel Beisr in a mitzvah Daraisa, you do have to be Mafsik. In a mitzvah Darabanan, under all circumstances, you do not have to be Mafsik unless you're afraid that you're going to miss the Zman. Therefore, if somebody started doing work Bizman Isr, and then realizes that he should stop and say Krishma immediately. But he would not have to say the brachas. He could say Birkas Krishma with Shema again later. The same halacha will be by night. If he starts doing work, but it's already after the time that you're supposed to stop, you're not supposed to start doing something a half hour before Tzeisa Kachavin. If he began before a half hour, he can continue. Whereas if he began after the half hour, he must stop, say Kriyashma, continue his work, and when he's done, he will say the rest of Brachas and Shmoneh Esrei.